picking up US-1 on the right.
Roger. Copy.
And there's landmark 130.
Roger, landmarker. Roger, Gino, Langrenus, and you have to speak up a little louder, please.
And I see crater 133 with that little crater we talked about on the right of it for tracking.
Roger.
We have a beautiful panoramic view looking back from Sabine and Ritter over the landing site back to Masculine A and B and then on over past Mount Maryland here.
All right, Roger, Tom.
Tell you later on today, and we'll talk about it when we have a chance for a rev. We may just go do a vertical strip roll 90 degrees so you can get a high gate and we'll shoot the tube on it because I know it'll pick it up and you can pick out all these speeches. Over.
Roger, Tom, we'll start thinking about that.
Also, you might tell Jack that we couldn't have a better crater named after Dream because we're looking at it now back from Sabine and Ritter. And the boulders that have been kicked out of it on the outside slope nearly look like a forest of pine trees. There's so many big black boulders there.
Say again the name of that, Tom.
It's really splattered the countryside with them. That's what we codenamed it, Herr Schmidt.
Roger, he says thanks, but it's, I spelled the name wrong.
Well, we were in a hurry anyway. Didn't have too much time to worry about details. It looks just like a scattered, about the same density, you know, as pine trees up on a mountain ridge. That's about what these big black boulders look like.
Roger. Makes a geologist happy. You went to 1/125th on the Hasselblad, you might get it.
Yeah, we got 1/125th. It's getting awful dark here. We've got a lot of sun on the windows. It's pretty bad. Now, we shot the whole strip, and sure hope we got you some good data. We got it in the sequence camera, one frame a second, the color all the way through, and we got the Hasselblad all the way through. So,
oh, that's great. Houston, if you're going to fly the next vertical strip photography, namely in Rev 31 in the same attitude, well, then we can give you the TV or.
Okay. Did you have high gain lock on us that time? Say again?
That's affirmative. We had it most of the way. And if we can confirm that you'll fly the same attitude in Rev 31, why TV will come off, come through all right.
Yeah, we'll fly the same one as the last. You get a tremendous panoramic view looking back on the landing site one, over landing mid-pass. You come over landing site D, looking back over the Murray area. It's just fantastic. We'll try to show it to you.
Roger, we'll plan on it for Rev 31 then.
All right.
when you get things put away up there, we've got three pads and a state vector update for you and a couple more discussion type questions.
Okay, if you want a state vector update, we're in clear, we'll address you with your computers.
Okay, Tan, we're ready with the update when you're ready.
Roger, go. CMC reset. Go ahead, Houston.
Apollo 10, Houston, we're ready with a state vector update when you're ready to accept.
We're in Poon, accept.
Roger, Poon, accept. Apollo 10 Houston, our signal strength going down. Could we get Omni Charlie for this, please?
Okay, I'm going to roll 180 degrees in just a minute.
Roger, we'll wait.